Brenda Mickle, the owner of Mount Naomi Farms, says every year more farmland is being taken over by development.
So then it means that our profit margin is smaller and smaller, and you need a lot of acreage because the profit margin is so small. So we're like, either we can hate everybody that moves into Cache Valley, or we can embrace it and say, come to the farm. Like, there's still little pockets of hometown USA.
Mickle says she's observed that when people see the area where the farm is located, they would love to build a home there.
Well, everybody thinks that, and then there's no more beautiful view. Like, that all goes away.
Mount Naomi Farms is a you-pick farm, meaning customers take a drive out to the farm to pick their own produce. Mickle says her favorite part about the farm is how it helps people find a connection to the land.
I love it, because people come up here and they're like, this is like a Garden of Eden. And I love giving that to people, you know? I'm like, especially we get a lot of moms with their kids. It is really nice to just have just a little break in the day when their kids are happy and you get to actually get something done. It's really nice. And the kids aren't necessarily watching TV or, you know, playing on their video games. The people who get it are like, this is a spiritual experience. And I'm like, there you go. That's what we wanted to create. People are more content with their lives if you can go, as my grandma used to say, bury her problems in the dirt.
The farm helps the customers who visit, but Mickle says it has helped her learn and grow as well.
We have people that come and they're like, this is a beautiful view. And I keep looking at the weeds. And one of the biggest lessons that I've learned is to look up. Does that make sense? Like, quit nitpicking over all of the little problems and just look at the overall beauty.
Mickle says it isn't just about selling the produce. It's about getting your hands dirty, connecting with the land, and the only worry you have is finding the next ripe berry. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.